everybody. This educational CD is going to address the issue of stocking a Mary Kay inventory and how to properly manage your money for your Mary Kay business. Now, although it's important for everyone to understand that inventory has never been required by Mary Kay Cosmetics, it is very important at some point that you do get an inventory on your shelves. Many people start their businesses with a full inventory, and other people start with just a little bit of inventory and build it up over time. And still, while others start with nothing, they still have a goal to build it up as quickly as they can. And the reason inventory is important is because cosmetics and skincare is definitely something I would call an impulse item. And therefore, you're always, always going to sell more product when you have it in front of the customer to buy right then on the spot. And if you've held any appointments, facials, or skincare classes, you know that that is true. And because skincare and cosmetics is readily available all over the place, I'm sure somewhere near you, whether it's a convenience store near you or a full-blown department store, there are places for people to go and purchase product. And oftentimes what you'll find happen is if you're at a skincare class or a facial and those customers want the product right then on the spot and you don't have it, oftentimes they will drive right from the appointment to the department store or to even the drugstore and purchase something that they feel is comparable to what you taught them to use, and we certainly don't want that. Why would you want to do all the work and really teach someone how to take care of their skin and why they need to take care of their skin or how to apply their color cosmetics to get their best look and then have them leave your appointment and drive to another store and purchase that product from someone else? Of course, you would not want to have that. So whether or not you started with an inventory on your shelf or you did not, I hope you will continue to listen to this entire CD so that you might better understand how important it is that you do have it at all times. Okay, first of all, when you started your Mary Kay business, you may have decided that you would wait and see what happened until you decided whether or not to stock inventory. And I want to talk to you about that for just a minute because our product is just like groceries. It's one of those things that people look at as a necessity, not a luxury item. So let's say for a moment, just for, you know, example, you moved into a new town and you decided that you needed some things from the grocery store. So you drove over to the most convenient grocery store and you went inside and lo and behold, you found that they had no product on their shelf. You were there because you needed certain items to prepare dinner. And when you walked in the store, you noticed that the store didn't stock any products. Well, how often would you return to that store to purchase groceries? I would think, if it were me, I would go in, I would see that they didn't stock an inventory, and I'd think, what in the world kind of grocery store is this? How strange. But maybe that grocery store had decided, like many of you did, listening to this CD, that you would just kind of wait and see how Mary Kay went for you before you actually stocked anything on your shelf. And you may have held some skincare classes or even some individual facials and found that nobody bought anything or that, you know, the one or two things that they did buy, they, you know, may have said to you they were willing to wait for. Well, one of the biggest reasons you may not have sold much or anything at those appointments is because it wasn't readily available. And although those customers didn't tell you they were going to go somewhere else and buy a skincare system, I bet many of them did. Because through our amazing skincare class presentation, women are definitely convinced about the importance of taking care of their skin. And quite frankly, women are impulse buyers when it comes to personal care items, and they don't want to wait 2 or 3 days or even a week or more for you to place an order, get it in, and deliver it to them later. So definitely your sales are going to be affected by not having it on your shelf, just as a grocery store would if they didn't stock product. So then you might say, well, I went into a grocery store and they didn't have everything I needed, but they had some items. That would be like someone who started their Mary Kay business with just some inventory, but not the entire store. Many of you know, if you're listening to this CD, you're probably more of a seasoned consultant that has been in the business for, I would say, at least a month or more. And so you know that you have the option of starting your business at any wholesale level you choose, from zero product on your shelf all the way up to a full Pearl level inventory, which is $4,800 wholesale or more. You can stock as much or as little as you would like. And I would like to discuss the convenience for your customers of having a full Mary Kay inventory. And the reason being, just like, let's go back to the grocery store example. If you walked into a grocery store and they chose to open their store, not stocking everything at a grocery store customer might need, but maybe they had the produce section, maybe they had the school supply section, and maybe the cleaning supply section. But let's say you were going to the grocery store because you needed some meat for your dinner and some homemade or fresh rolls for your dinner. Well, when you walk into this particular grocery store, you see the produce section, you see the school supply section, and you see the cleaning supply section, but there's no meat and there's no bread. Once again, I think your opinion of that grocery store would be, wow, they don't stock everything I need, and I'm a busy person, so next time I need something at the grocery store, I'm going to go to the other one that might be located a little bit further from my house, but at least I know when I get there, they're going to have what I need. Gang, that's the same thing when it comes to your customers understanding what you do stock and what you don't stock in your Mary Kay business. And although we personally have our own favorite product that we use, it is almost ridiculous for us to say, well, I'm not going to stock this color of eyeshadow and that level of moisturizer or those colors of lipsticks or body care or perfumes because I don't use them myself. When we open a full-blown Mary Kay store, our goal should be to build up until we have at least one or two of every single item that Mary Kay carries, if not more. You'll figure out as you go along what your personal bestsellers are. And your directors definitely are skilled enough to know when they create a new inventory for a new consultant. We know that we sell a lot more, let's say, for example, oil-free eye makeup remover than we might sell, you know, some other product. So, of course, we know going into it the bigger selling items. But one thing I know for sure is every time I fall short of something on my shelf, that would be one of the next things somebody calls my office for to purchase. And it drives me absolutely crazy when I am out, completely out of a certain color of eyeshadow or a lipstick or, you know, even a certain brand of mascara. It just is so frustrating because then it creates more work for me and my office staff to have to think about this, order it in, call the customer back, get it to her later, and I feel strongly that I have not done a good job servicing my customer. So, gang, I hope that what I'm saying and the way I'm comparing it to a grocery store that you convenient makes sense to you of how important it is to get inventory on your shelf. So I ask you right now to say to yourself, okay, what is the current state of my inventory? Do I have everything, at least one of everything on my shelf to service any customer with any type of skin, any color of skin, any color preferences she might have? And do I have enough of the items that I know that I like personally the best and that I sell the most of? And if not, why not? That's the next question that I want to tackle. For those of you that started your business with no inventory at all, I want to give you some encouragement and some help in understanding how you might be able to get that taken care of. Number one, you need to ask yourself, why did I start without inventory, or why did I start with less than a full inventory? I would say that the majority of the time, and I've been in Mary Kay 15 years and dealt with many, many, many hundreds of women on inventory, and I would say with my experience, the number one reason people did not start with a full inventory is because of fear, thinking, well, what if I can't sell everything? And to that I have to say, you know, I never even entertained the thoughts once I made a decision of getting an inventory not to start with everything, because the number one reason I had the confidence to do that was because Mary Kay gives us a 90% buyback guarantee. And I'm sure that you remember hearing about that when you first started your business, but maybe you've forgotten that Mary Kay is so confident in our product that at the corporate level, they agree to allow us to send our inventory back 1 year after we have purchased it for a 90% buyback guarantee. Now, when I started and I heard that, I thought, well, then why in the world would I not start with inventory? If I can really try this business with very little risk, I mean, the 10% that I would not get back on a 90% return, I knew that I could make in just, you know, selling a little bit of product here and there. So I would walk away even if I had decided Mary Kay was not for me and that I didn't want to continue doing it. So, oh my goodness, that took every ounce of fear out of what if this doesn't work for me, because I honestly didn't think Mary Kay was going to work for me because I had so many hang-ups about myself when I got started. But I was so grateful for that 90% buyback guarantee because it totally took away the fear, and I could focus on having a full store, seeing how it went for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, a year, and at the end of my first year, assess where I was. And I would highly encourage everybody to do that. Give your business a solid year of focus and determination. If you've gotten your inventory and you've sat it on your shelf and you haven't done anything for 6 months, well, of course the product isn't going to be selling itself off the shelf. Nobody even knows it's there. But if you're holding even one skincare class a week, one skincare class a month, give your business a good effort for one solid year, and then sit down and evaluate whether or not you're enjoying it, whether or not you feel like it is working for you. Because I do know one thing: after 15 years, this business works when the consultant works consistently and attends her meetings and gets new, fresh ideas all the time on how to market the product. So if it's been a while since you've been to your unit meeting, maybe it's time to go back and give yourself permission to start over with a clean, fresh slate, and this time do exactly what you're told to do by your director and just see if it doesn't work a little bit better for you. I promise it will if you apply yourself. So anyway, back to the decision on inventory. If you started your business with less than a full store or nothing at all, I would highly encourage you to find a way, make a way to get some inventory. And there are many ways to do that. First of all, I think the smartest thing to do, and my husband, who is a long-time businessman, has owned his own business with his family the business had been in business for 60 years prior to we just recently sold it. But my husband has been in a business for, the better part of his life, probably 30 years. And he gave me very sound advice when I started my business. He said, Tammy, because the company is giving you a 90% buyback guarantee, it would be crazy for you not to have an inventory. However, you're going to need to take out a loan to get the inventory, just like anybody does when they start a legitimate business, for two reasons. Number one, I want you to have a loan payment to make so that you take this very seriously. And number two, it's going to teach you how to properly manage your money when running a retail business. So, you guys, that was the best advice he could have ever given me. So I took a look at it. We sat down and decided I wanted a full store, and I took out a loan 15 years ago, back in 1994, for $5,000. And when my husband figured out it was only going to be $5,000, he was in shock. He said, I cannot think of another business in the world that you could start with just $5,000 and that they would guarantee it at a 90% buyback. He was in shock. And he said, on top of that, you're able to make a 50% profit on every item you sell. He said, Tammy, this is unheard of. You couldn't even barely start a snow cone shack on the street corner for $5,000. So, and he was right. When we really take a good look at that, I bet almost everyone listening to this CD has spent more than $5,000 on a vehicle at one point in your life. Didn't even think twice about taking out a loan to buy a vehicle or something else, maybe a computer that wasn't going to make you any money at all. So you guys, let's first of all get in perspective how blessed we are that our Mary Kay business can be started for that amount of money. But anyway, my loan payment 15 years ago on that loan was about $150 a month. Today it could be $200, maybe a little bit more than that, but still it's all very relative. So I knew that as long as I sold $400 or $500 worth of product a month by holding even just two or three skincare classes, I would easily be able to make my loan payment, and I was right. As a matter of fact, I decided that I would hold three or four skincare classes a week, because that worked in just great with my schedule. And so my very first month, I was able to sell $1,800 worth of product. Now, I held 10 classes that month, but so my average class was actually not really high in sales. My average class was between $150 and $180, which we all know is not excellent. But I still sold $1,800 worth of product that month. So if you do the math, my profit on those retail sales was approximately $900. Now, when I sold $1,800 worth of product, it's important to understand I had to replace the product that was on my shelf. So although there was $1,800 in my checking account, $900 of it had to go back to replace the product that I had removed from the shelf. That is very critical that everybody listening to this CD understands. The first most important thing you must do is replace the product immediately before you're tempted to spend any of that money that belongs to your inventory. Okay? So I would, every week, I would place a reorder to replace whatever products I had sold that week. And that way, I was never missing anything when my reorder customers came along. And I was never missing anything at the next skincare classes I held the next week, because I was always replenishing my product every single week, sometimes twice a week. And just like a grocery store does, if you think about it, every night those people come in to those grocery stores, if you've ever been there late at night or early in the morning, and they call them the stalkers. They are the stock boys and the stock women that come in at night and restock every shelf to make sure that the next morning everything is there for the customers to buy the next day. And it's important that we operate the same way in Mary Kay. Don't wait an entire month to place your order the last day of the month and then wait for the product to get here, because you're always going to find that you have holes in your inventory that way. Once or twice a week, stop what you're doing, replenish your store by placing your Mary Kay product order, get it in, and get it back on your shelf. And like I said earlier, another key reason to do that is because you will not be tempted to touch any of the money that doesn't belong to you, that belongs to the inventory. Well, back to my checking account that had $1,800 in it from my sales. $900 plus the sales tax went to replace the products I had taken and sold. The other $900 was my profit, and out of that profit came my loan payment. Okay? Now, if you'll recall, I said my loan payment was $150. So that very first month in the business, when I was brand new, not really good at selling the product yet, I had $900 I could have paid toward that loan. I chose not to because we had some credit card debt that was at a much higher interest rate than my Mary Kay loan. So I chose to make my loan payment of $150 and then pay the rest of my profits toward Visa and MasterCard that my husband and I had in debt. So gang, when you have a full inventory on your shelf and you're able to actually take your profit from your business, that is the opportunity you have, is to apply the money toward other debt. And that's another great reason to start with an inventory so that you can operate that way. Now, let's take a different scenario. Let's say I had started my business without inventory or with just a limited inventory. In other words, I didn't buy the entire $4,800 inventory level. Maybe I started with $600, $1,200, $1,800, $2,400, $3,000, $3,600. I'm sure some of those numbers sound familiar to some of you. Well, I was told when I began my business that profit level was 4,800. And if I started at that level, actually, that's not true. I started at the $3,600 level because it was 15 years ago. Nowadays, because we have so much more product and we have microdermabrasion and the CelluShape products, our inventory level has gone up, but that's not much in 15 years. So let me correct that to say I started with the $3,600 inventory because at that time in 1994, that was considered a full store. Now, fast forward to 2008 when I'm making this CD, and a real full inventory level is 4,800, okay? So let's say you started with something less than that or started with nothing at all, and now you're looking to build your inventory up. Let's take the same scenario and say that we sold $1,800 worth of product even though we didn't have a full store, okay? Now, at that point, we still have the same amount of money in our checking account. We have $1,800. However, we owe our customers the product or at least some of the product. So if we have no inventory, 900 of the 1,800 have to, first of all, purchase the product that we've already sold. So that money gets put into an order. The order comes in. We deliver it to the customers. We still made our $900 profit in this pretend scenario. But because we have no inventory on our shelf, now we need to start stocking our store using our profit. So the ideal thing would be to take every penny of that profit and purchase additional inventory on top of what you owe your customers and then put that inventory on your shelf. That is one way for people who have absolutely no way to get credit to buy an inventory can build their inventory up an order at a time. But you have to be so very disciplined not to spend a penny of the money that you take into your Mary Kay business. Now, if you think about it, if an inventory, a full inventory is $4,800, and let's say you sold $2,000 worth of product a month and used $1,000 of your profit for four consecutive months, you would almost be able to purchase your inventory in a four-month period. You'd be just a little shy of $4,800 wholesale, but that's one way to look at it. If we sold, $3,000 worth of product, then our profit would be $1,500. And after 4 months of using the $1,500 of profit to buy your inventory, you would be up to, that'd be a 6,000 wholesale level of inventory. So it can happen pretty quickly as long as you work very consistently and hold enough appointments to sell $2,000 worth of product per month. So even if you're sitting here listening to this CD and you can honestly say that you have exhausted every possibility of getting some financing, then I would say then do it by building your inventory a month at a time, by selling the product and not spending a penny of your profit and plugging it back into inventory. It will be a little more difficult to do it that way, you guys, but after 4 to 6 months of focused work, you would be there and you would have a full inventory. So if that's how you have to do it, and like I said, there's no other way for you to get financing, then buckle down, get 10 or 20 skincare classes on your books immediately, start holding them, collect the money up front, promise the customers that you'll have that product to them within a week, go right home, place the order, get it in, get it delivered, and in 4 months of selling $2,000 or more in retail product by holding 10 or more classes, you could seriously buy your inventory with your profit. Now, let's talk about those people who could have gotten some financing and chose not to. I hope that you'll hear me out. And remember again, even if you buy inventory today, you will get a 90% buyback guarantee on that, you guys. So if you're one of those people that said, oh, I'm not going to buy the whole inventory, I'm just going to start off a little safer, a little smaller, or you said, I'm not going to buy any inventory, I'm going to just kind of see how it goes, remember our grocery store scenario and all the customers they would lose, then now I hope you'll listen to me and say, you know what, it really won't hurt me to get some financing together, get my inventory, and give myself an honest start at this business. because you guys, what I told you earlier about being able to sell $1,800 worth of product and make my loan payment with no problem, I want you to know that I paid my entire loan off in 3.5 months because I believe I had the inventory on hand. What I did was, after that first month, I started making commission checks on top of the profit that I was making from my sales. For example, after my first full month in the business, I got a commission check from team building for over $600. And I chose to use my team building checks to help pay off my inventory even faster. So in 3.5 months, I paid off my entire $5,000 loan, and not one penny of it came from my husband's income. The entire amount of money came from selling the product and team building. So if you buckle down and you get serious, it doesn't even have to take you 6 months to pay off a loan for an entire Pearl level inventory. So what does that look like? I was holding 3 to 4 skincare classes a week. But even if I held one class a week, I want you to do the math with me. An average class for someone who has a full inventory and someone who works the business correctly and does the booking correctly and gets 6 people to a skincare class should expect to sell approximately $400 in retail product per class or more. Now, let me repeat that. You must get good at coaching your classes so that you get 6 adult non-Mary Kay users or more to each class. When you have 6 or more adult non-Mary Kay customers who come to a skincare class, and let's say you did 10 of those in a row, I would bet you'll see that your average skincare class with that many women in attendance will be $400 or higher. And the reason I say that is because if you think about it, a typical roll-up bag is $300 to $400 retail. So let's pretend there are 6 women, adult women, non-Mary Kay users when they get there, and even 1 or 2 of them buys a roll-up bag, that's over a $400 class if the other 4 women buy nothing at all. So it's very realistic. Even if you've never held a $400 skincare class, it's very realistic for you to see that maybe it's because you're not getting enough people to the class. Maybe you're not working with women who are interested in taking care of themselves. Who is it that you're booking? Who is it that you're coaching? Who is it that is coming to your skincare class? Is it a woman that always looks good anyway? I mean, she obviously takes care of herself. She enjoys looking nice because those women will find a way to purchase their Mary Kay product. Women who don't care about their skin, wash their skin with soap and water all the time, you know, are not into their appearance looking good, are probably not the best people for you to hold appointments with. So take a good look at who you're working with, number one, and then take a good look at, are you getting 6 women, adult women, to skincare classes? Now, that's not to take anything away from 18 to 20-year-olds, you guys, but honestly, when my daughter was 18, she was not concerned at all about taking great care of her skin. Only because her mother did what she did she take care of her skin. But 18-year-olds would much rather spend their money going out to movies and dances and parties and, you know, doing fun things with their friends than they would in investing in skincare. So look again at the average age group of the women that you're facialing. And I'm not saying that there aren't 18 to 20-year-olds that will purchase our product. Of course they will. But generally, your best market range is going to be from 25 years and up for the women that are going to truly be concerned about purchasing skincare as opposed to only color cosmetics. And it's not a secret that we make more money selling skincare than we do selling our color cosmetics. So keep that in mind as you book your appointments. But let's say if you held one skincare class a week, let's say you're busy and you're not able to hold 3 or 4 a week like I did. But if you held one skincare class a week, you could still easily make a loan payment on a full Pearl Star inventory. Let me show you why. If you held one class a week and your average class was 400 retail, that would mean in 4 classes a month, you would sell $1,600 or more in retail product just because of the consistency of holding solid classes every week with 6 people. One class a week times 4 weeks is 4 classes times 400 in retail sales per class is $1,600 retail. Your profit on that would be $800. But let's say $50 of your profit goes to replace samples and give hostess gifts. There are some expenses associated with our business. So let's say that out of your $800 in profit, you only have $750 to pocket because $50, like I said, went to replenish, you know, samples and maybe for your hostess gift, maybe for some snacks or treats that you had at your class. Okay, so we're looking at $750 in profit. There is no way your loan payment on a $5,000 loan is going to be $750. So let's say, worst case scenario, your loan payment is $250. Well, you have $750 profit from holding one class a week. Okay? That means if you made your $250 loan payment out of your Mary Kay money, you still have $500 left in your Mary Kay account to do whatever you would like to with if you are at a full level inventory. Keep in mind, anytime you're not at a full level inventory, your profit, some of it or all of it, has to go in to building up your inventory slowly. And only when you finally have $4,800 in wholesale product, which would be $9,600 retail if you were to add it up with retail figures, only at that point do you ever want to pay yourself any of the profit from your inventory. Make sure that you pay your Mary Kay loan off before you start taking too much profit out of your business as well. But the number one reason that I keep my fingers crossed for every beauty consultant in Mary Kay to come in with a full level store is so she can pay herself that profit. You guys, when you come in with a $600 wholesale order or smaller, you must sell and reorder, sell and reorder, sell and reorder again and again and again until you have built up to $4,800 worth of product on your shelf. Now let's think about that. When you don't have inventory to take to your classes, as I said earlier, your sales will not be as high. It's because of the supply and demand issue I discussed at the very beginning of this CD. Women want it now, and many of them will leave without product if they know they can't take it home. People don't like to place orders for things that they can go buy somewhere else more quickly, okay? They don't like to wait, especially when you've gotten them so excited about taking care of their skin or, you know, new ways to apply their cosmetics. So your sales will be affected. As a matter of fact, when you don't have inventory, I would guess that it would cut your sales to at least half, if not less. So let's pretend we start with no inventory or very little inventory. And so our class average is only maybe $100 retail or maybe $200 retail, either way. So if we held four skincare classes a month, like our previous story, and our sales were only maybe $100 per class, we're only going to sell $400 retail. And our profit would only be $200. The initial $200 has to buy the product that we owe people. The other $200 is our profit. And then we would have to stick that into inventory to put on our shelf. Well, if you start with no inventory and you've got to build an inventory of $4,800 before you pay yourself and you're doing it $200 a month at a time, when you do the math, it's going to take you 24 months of ordering $200 a month to put on your shelf before you can pay yourself from your business. And quite frankly, I would think most women would get discouraged way before that. Because to not even be able to buy themselves dinner or take their husband to a movie for 24 months until they get to profit level, I would think would become quite discouraging. So it's not good to only hold one class a week if you're trying to build inventory. You want to be holding 3, 4, 5, or even 10 classes a week as quickly as you can, as closely together as you can. So let's pretend you did that. If you're looking at building your inventory by buying it a little bit at a time from your profit, if you held 5 classes a week and the classes were $100 each, you'd have $2,000 worth of sales in a month. And you could add $1,000 from your profit to your shelf every month. That way it would only take you about 5 months versus 24 months to fill a full inventory store. And I hope this is all making sense. If you rewind the CD and write these numbers down and really look at them on paper, I think you'll see what I'm saying. So the bottom line is, if you have to build your inventory from your profits, from sales, the wisest way to do that is to hold close classes, hold classes very closely together, and do as many as you can, as quickly as you can. Talk to everybody about the fact that you now sell Mary Kay. and discipline yourself to put every penny of profit into your business and build it up that way. If you have a partial inventory on your shelf, I would encourage you to take an inventory, figure out what you have, figure out what you need to get you up to that $4,800 level, and then make a decision of how financially you're going to take care of getting that. Because I want to repeat it one more time. I hope that after listening to this CD that you will not allow yourself to spend your profits on anything but your inventory loan and building your inventory to $4,800 until you get there. And then once you're at that $4,800 level, that you practice just beyond excellent money management skills, and that you never, ever, ever dip in to the money that is supposed to replace your product on the shelf, that you only spend your profit. And I want to recommend a great company that has a great computer system that is wonderful for tracking your Mary Kay business financially and your books. It's called Ascend Financial, A-S-C-E-N-D. Financial. You can Google it online, and there is a program that is specifically for Mary Kay businesses that you'll find on their website, and it is phenomenal. My daughter started her business when she was 21 years old. I gave her the name of the company. She went online and ordered their program. I believe back then it was about $69, and she ordered the program, downloaded it to her computer, and figured out how to use it all by herself. And it's the most amazing program. I won't go into discussing how it works right now because you will find that when you get it yourself. But if you want a very, very simple way to run your business financially and never wonder where you should be putting the money and how to distribute the money, yet always have the money you need for your reorders and your sales tax, it is a brilliant program created by some people that know a lot about the Mary Kay business. So again, it's Ascend Financial is the name of that company. I was able to locate the website for Ascend Financial, and here it is, www.ascendfinancials.com. So the word Ascend Financials is plural, A-S-C-E-N-D-F-I-N-A-N-C-I-A-L-S, ascendfinancials.com. And then there's another great thing within their company called the Pink Plan. So when you go to their website, you might want to check into the Pink Plan, or you can go to www.thepinkplan.com. So check that out, you guys, and that will give you such peace of mind and that you're doing your money management correctly. I hope more than anything that I have explained to you and helped you understand that you never have to put a penny of your own money from any other avenues of income you may have, your job, your spouse's job. If you will run your Mary Kay business correctly, it will entirely pay for itself. And it's important to understand that if you're not holding appointments and you're not selling product and you're not team building, then and only then do you put yourself in a position to have to come up with the money for your Mary Kay loan in any other way. But I'm very proud to say in 15 years of running my own Mary Kay business, I have never had to use any of my private money from my husband's income to run my business or to finance my business at all. From day one, I made every loan payment by selling the product and team building to getting those commission checks. So gang, you know, when people say that they got into debt with their Mary Kay business, I hear that from time to time, I kind of have to chuckle to myself under my breath, because that's just not possible when you are working your business consistently. It pays for itself. I know that from personal experience and in talking to many, many, many other women who have run this business correctly. So stay on your date book. Get a new booking every single day, no matter what, and you will hold enough appointments to always have a healthy financial Mary Kay business. Keep in mind that if you embezzle from yourself, and by embezzling I mean you spend money that does not belong to you out of your Mary Kay business. Specifically, I'm talking about when you sell $400 at a skincare class, $200 off the top plus the sales tax is not your money. That belongs to your inventory, and you must immediately place that order, get that money out of your pocket, because If you don't and you spend any of that money, you're embezzling. The only thing you're allowed to spend from your Mary Kay business is your profit from your sales and your commission checks that come in because of team building. And if you're not familiar at all on how this business works on the team building side of it, make an appointment to talk to your director, because it can be a very large avenue of income for you that you may not have been considering to this point. Okay? And just keep in mind that when you embezzle in the real world, you go to jail. When you embezzle from your Mary Kay business, you put yourself in Mary Kay jail. And that is not a fun place to be. Some of you listening to this CD may have done that a little bit. Maybe you have spent some of the money that should have gone back onto your shelf, so now your shelf isn't stocked like it was when you first started your business. And the only way to correct that is to purchase the inventory that you need, get it back on the shelf, and then start doing the business correctly. I've known people that have had to take out a second Mary Kay loan because they messed it up the first time by embezzling, but boy, they certainly learned the right way to do it the second time around, and they were able to pay off their loans by doing what I just said and holding those skincare classes. So just take a good look at where you are right now with your Mary Kay business. Get your inventory healthy one way or another and go to work to making this work for you. Okay? There are a couple of other issues that I want to address on this CD, and one of those is trading product with other consultants. Okay, gang. Occasionally, when your friend needs a brown eyebrow pencil and you need a blonde eyebrow pencil, I am not opposed to trading on very limited occasions. Just because maybe you're waiting for an order to come in and the woman is leaving on a vacation, she needs her blonde eyebrow pencil tonight, then I would say on rare occasions, you might have a Mary Kay friend that might be willing to trade you one product for the same like product. However, when this becomes a habit for you, it becomes very unprofessional to your customers and quite annoying to other consultants, because we all stock our inventories to service our own customers. We don't stock it to have enough on hand to wonder what our friends that are Mary Kay consultants are going to need for their customers. So if you are trading product more often than every 3 to 4 months, you have a problem. You have not stocked your shelf the proper way, and you are not replacing the product as you sell it. So please, in fairness to your customers, to not have to wait for you to get a product to them, and in fairness, even more importantly, to your sales directors and your sister consultants, run your business professionally and don't ask consistently to trade product with other people. If you think about 7-Eleven stores, they don't run back and forth trading product back and forth. They stock their own shelves and they keep up on their inventory so that they don't have to do that. That would be considered very unprofessional in the retail world out there. The same thing holds true about borrowing product. And the bottom line is, borrowing product is not okay, it is not fair at all, and should not be done. When we borrow product from another consultant, now we have hurt her shelf and her inventory and quite possibly her customers. And more often than not, I have heard stories of people borrowing product from other consultants that never gets returned promptly, that never gets returned when it was promised, and then the consultant who loaned her product to someone else is disgruntled, is frustrated, and is put in a really bad position when she cannot service her own customers properly. Again, it is unprofessional to borrow product from each other simply because you don't have your products on your shelf. That brings me to the final point I want to make about inventory, and that is flat out purchasing product from another consultant. The thing I want you to know about that is it completely is against the agreement you signed when you bought your starter kit with Mary Kay. We are not a multi-level operation. We do not buy product from anybody but directly from Mary Kay Cosmetics, who is the wholesaler, who is the manufacturer. And there are many reasons for that. Number one, when you buy product, let's say someone out of the blue calls you, finds out that you're a Mary Kay consultant, and she maybe did Mary Kay in the past, and she wants to sell you product that she still has left over. Well, that would be a terrible thing to do because, number one, you don't know how old that product is. Number two, you don't know what kind kind of weather conditions that product has been subjected to. It could have been left in a hot car. It could have been left in a cold car. But because that product has not been in your control, I would definitely tell you that was a terrible decision to buy product that you have no idea, even if she tells you how long she's had it. It's just not right. And again, it goes totally against your Mary Kay agreement. Your agreement is that you will purchase product directly from the manufacturer to sell directly to your customers. If you purchase product anywhere else, the company will not back it on the customer guarantee, because they know only that they sold product to you. They don't know anything about that other product that you bought from who knows where. Let's say you have a dear friend in Mary Kay that you go to unit meetings with, and she has allowed you to buy product from her. Well, number one, she now is in jeopardy of not having the product on her shelf from her customer. Number two, you are not getting credit toward any of the company contests for purchasing that product. Only when you buy the product directly from Mary Kay do you get your Star Consultant points. Do you get points toward any contest that you may be having with the company or with your director. So, you guys, first of all, it is just not fair of us to expect other people to stock inventory for us to purchase from them. I certainly bought my inventory to service my own customers, and I found it very frustrating, very disturbing when a consultant would ask me if she could purchase product from me, because I thought to myself, wait a minute, you know, you chose not to stock your own inventory, so now you want to buy from me, and because I, you know, made the decision when I started my business to buy my inventory. I didn't buy inventory to service your business and my business. I bought my inventory to service my own business. Thank you very much. So, no, you guys, buying from another consultant, not only does it go against your beauty consultant agreement, it is simply not fair to expect someone else to supply you with product to service your customers. That is just not right. And it hurts you in the long run on so many levels, and especially because, like I said, you're not getting any credit toward staying active with your Mary Kay business when you buy from a consultant. You're not getting credit toward any company prizes that way. And so you're hurting yourself big time. Let's just all decide that we are going to be business women, business minded, and we are going to find a way, make a way to get our own inventory and be just the utmost in professionalism so that our customers are thrilled that we are their beauty consultant, that our customers know that every time they run out of a product, they can count on their professional beauty consultant to service them very promptly, very efficiently with product that came directly from the manufacturer, Mary Kay Cosmetics. So I hope this has made sense to you today, and I hope, it is my hope, that every beauty consultant out there who took the time to listen to this CD will be able to find a way, make a way to get a full level of inventory on her shelf. Gang, as soon as you do, you will say to yourself, how did I ever run my Mary Kay business any other way? To those of you that have a full level inventory, congratulations on your decision. Congratulations on continuing to run your Mary Kay business professionally by not embezzling from yourself and always putting the products back on your shelf that are supposed to be there, as I said earlier, on a weekly basis. So thank you very much for listening today. I hope this clears up any questions that you may have about how and why to stock a professional store of Mary Kay inventory. Get out there, you guys, and make all the business decisions and build your Mary Kay business, because I'll tell you something, there's nothing else like this out there. If there were a better business to belong to, I would certainly be the one out there looking at it. And quite frankly, there isn't. The sky is the limit in Mary Kay. Actually, I recently heard a quote from National Sales Director Katrina Harris, and she said, you know what? The sky can't possibly be the limit if there are footprints on the moon, and we know that there are. So the moon and beyond is the limit to your Mary Kay business, as long as you make wise business decisions. And it definitely begins with your decision to find a way to get a full level inventory on your shelf. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.